The BV women, unfortunately, coming up short earlier today, falling to Luther 69-66, and happy to have Coach Dana Christian, but got to be proud of the ladies, down by as many as 16 in the first half, 14 at the break, to come back, take a four-point lead there on a couple of occasions in the fourth quarter, but just couldn't quite finish it out.
No, man, we fought. It's just sad. I just feel for them because, you know, we get so close, and then it's like something happens where our momentum just kind of enough just shifts, where we turn the ball over, or we miss a free throw, or we force up a shot we shouldn't. You know, just the little things. We are so close, you know, so close. But we just got to, I told them, reward yourselves. We're down by 16, and we work ourselves all the way back. Reward yourselves with winning. You know, don't give up in those last few seconds. And they never gave up. But also, here again, the second quarter killed us. You know,
yeah, they went on a 15-0 run. That puts you in a big hole.
Yep, you know, and I told them we cannot take quarters off. You know, we just can't afford to take quarters off. We need to compete and score at least 15 to 17 points a quarter to be competitive. I said, we can go into halftime down by 5. I'm okay with that. But we can't go into halftime down by 10 or more and then having to work so hard to bring ourselves back. So then you used all your momentum to get yourself back, and then you still got to come ahead and win. So it just takes a lot.
Well, a few of those possessions down the stretch, I'm sure you're kicking yourselves to turnovers and couldn't get off a shot, come back to bite.
Yep, and just a couple shots that we shouldn't have taken. They were early in the shot clock. We shouldn't have done that. We fouled a couple times when we shouldn't have. You know, just a... Just
but that one,
three, things.
Jen Schneider's three up top. I don't know how that didn't go. That was as close as it can get.
And, you know, that there, if she would have hit that, I think we would have been okay.
I think so, too.
Because that would have sent us right over the edge. The momentum was starting to go. And it just rims out. And it just, you know, just a few little things, the turnovers, that type of stuff. But I tell you what, Erin Gerke showed up today. And
indeed. 21 points.
Yeah, and that's her. You know, she can do that night in and night out. We've been telling her, Erin, shoot the ball. Like, that's why you're here. You came to play basketball, not run around up and down the court. And tonight she showed it. That's her.
Yeah, and good for Erin. And she had four steals, and she, along with Holly Schneider, who gave you your first lead since 2-0 there in the fourth quarter, knocking down a three. She chimed in with the five steals. Those two part of the 19 he had, as he had 10 more steals than they did, which played a big factor in giving you a chance.
Yep. You know, Jen Poots, I told her, she came in and got a few steals for us there in that second half, right when we needed it, on that number 30 who was starting to kill us. And
yeah.
So she comes in, gets a few steals from her. We get the ball up the floor. They were getting tired, and we were not. And we started running the ball up the floor and got a few easy break layups, but we're physical and we need to use that to our advantage. Holly Snyder needs to use her body and get in there and get her easy buckets.
Well, the Spence girl, Madison, she was making life tough for you inside with the five blocks all coming in that first half.
Yep. It took us a half to realize that she could block our shot every time. And then the second half we started, I pulled her out. We got her out of the middle of the lane, let some other people get in there and score and just take her out of it, basically, and that really helped us.
Well, Sarah Holtz had 20 points to lead Luther, but 18 of those coming in the first half.
Yep, we did. Our second half was great. You know, if we could have put two second halves of basketball together, we would have been just fine. The first half, just we did not stop who we needed to stop. We wanted other people to beat us besides number 11 or number 30, and we just didn't do that.
Anything else team-wise or individuals you want to comment
on?
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I just think our team, that's one thing about us. We never quit, and it's a team effort. You know, every night you look at the stats, it's somebody different leading this team. But our people that are needing to step up consistently, Morgan Mulbauer, Holly Schneider, they're starting to do it consistently, and now if we can get a supporting cast around them with a few, that'll be good. And also, I told McKenna Whitehill, you're not turning the ball over anymore, and that's helping us. And early in the season, she had a few too many turnovers, and now she's fallen into her role, and that makes a huge difference too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not far away, no doubt about that.
No, we're not. It's so close, and I just want it so bad for them, and they want it so bad too, but it's going to come.
Hopefully it comes in your next outing. Wednesday, you go to Central.
Yep. And that's a winnable game for us, I think, in my eyes. I think that's a winnable game for us. If we play like we did in the second half today for the rest of the season, I think we can beat anybody. So I'm willing to put that to the test, but we got to keep playing like that.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, any comment on the alumni game earlier. I know it's all in good fun, of course, but what, they had 15, 16 show
yeah,
up?
Yeah, it was a good turnout. I thank all the alumni for coming back. That's just a great thing for the people who are here now to see the people who have went through the program before. A lot of them have formed friendships over the years. And, you know, it was a young group that came back this year, and so a lot of them, you know, I had helped coach too. And so it was fun to just see them back on the hardwood again, going up and down. Some of them haven't lost a step, that's for sure.
I imagine not. Yeah. Dana Christian, thanks a lot for the time. Sorry about today. Just
okay.
Didn't quite happen,
that's
but
right.
Good luck on Wednesday.
Thank you.
You
very much.